Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. And our guests today are here to talk about Memphis Renaissance featuring Harlem. Yeah, did you get that? Memphis Renaissance featuring Harlem. And we've been talking about this now for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and everybody's all excited about it. It's a collaboration with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, the New Ballet Ensemble, and the Levitt Shell. And this is a concert that's going to be on May the 16th. And here to tell us all about it is the leader of the Memphis Symphony Big Band. If you didn't know about that, we've talked about it before. And he's here. Scott Moore is here to talk about that, old trumpet player. You know, we won't hold that against him. And then we also have Katie Smythe is with us, and she is the founder and artistic director of the New Ballet Ensemble. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming by. And this Renaissance featuring Harlem. The first thing that I saw when I got this email, Memphis Renaissance featuring Harlem. So that's long distance from New York to Memphis. How are we doing that?
We're going to make that connection, aren't we? Well, the idea came originally from a lot of the leaders of Mayan's circle. After New Ballet Ensemble came back from our gig at the Kennedy Center exactly a year ago, well, it was May 13th, at the Kennedy Center, we danced Harlem. It was commissioned by the National Symphony Orchestra with our own Memphis blend of dance. It's very uniquely Memphis. But of course, you know, Duke Ellington went to D.C. to school. There's a performing arts school named after him. And we know a lot more about him. But that Memphis connection, it's kind of become a theme with the big band, the Memphis Symphony Big Band, playing for our Nut Remix, which was just spectacular in November. And now here we are. Mayan's Circle said, let's redo this. Let's do Harlem in Memphis, because it was such a success in D.C. We got great reviews in the Washington Post for the idea of bringing Memphis organic dance, which is Jukun, and blending it with multicultural dance. There's even an African section in Harlem that we do at the very end. Okay. And telling Duke Ellington's story of a Sunday afternoon in Harlem, it could be a Sunday afternoon in Beale Street in 1940.
Yeah, this is just about the same sort of setup as it was. And I love the way it started off. It's there is a rumbling in the heart of Memphis, with pockets of creative energy bubbling up everywhere. Crosstown, Soulsville, Overton Square, Broad Avenue, the Great River Crossing, and the Harahan Bridge, the Pyramid, Beale Street Landing, Overton Park Conservancy, the Green Line. It's all sorts of cool things going on and bringing culture into our area. So this is a great part. That's the idea for Renaissance, is it not?
Here in the heart of Memphis, it's a rebirth.
Yeah.
And that's true. And, you know, Memphis music is, you know, not just what a lot of people think of as Memphis music, the rock and roll and the rockabilly, but, you know, also the R&B from Stax and going back to the blues and even some of the early big bands and so forth. I mean, you know, I think anyone knows who's traveled extensively or even a little bit that anywhere you go, Memphis really resonates. You can't go anywhere in the world without running into, you know,
when you say
some
Memphis,
kind of signs of Memphis. You know, Memphis has influenced every
when
corner.
When you say
of
Memphis, everybody thinks music.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
Absolutely.
What happens. As a matter of fact, now that you jumped in there, Scott, I'm really excited about what we were talking about earlier. Katie was telling me about the Jimmy Lunsford. What is it, Jimmy Lunsford tribute sort of thing?
Well,
you guys are doing?
The big band is doing a segment in the program, and the orchestra is playing. You know, the Memphis Symphony is playing a few pieces, and we're also playing Duke Ellington's Harlem, which is for full orchestra with the New Ballet Ensemble. Mm. But additionally, there's going to be a segment where we'll have only the Memphis Symphony Big Band, and we'll be playing some music that has, you know, Memphis ties, and most notably Jimmy Lunsford. We've been trying to, you know, get a hold of some of his music for a while now, so I'm pretty excited. This will be the first time that we've performed any of it. And Jimmy Lunsford was an early big band leader. He was a band director at Manassas High School, and he got together a group of kids and put it together, and they started touring, and they got a standing gig at the Cotton Club in Harlem, where Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway also had standing gigs. So, you know, this influence that he had, you know, a Memphis big band, a bunch of, you know, high school kids from Memphis, Tennessee, you know, really influenced big band music very, very heavily. And a lot of people don't know that story, but it's a great story. You can't listen to Jimmy Lunsford and not say, that's where Benny Goodman got his sound. You know, this is where, you know, a lot of big bands.
We were saying that when you look at the old movies in the 38 and 40 and you see the swing bands and they start playing by section, the sax section stands up to play the scenes and sit back. Jimmy started that.
That's right. All the band choreography and so forth, that was, you know, something that no one had done before him. And now it's kind of like, well, especially in that period, that became a big expected thing, almost, of big bands.
I mean, all of them, Benny Goodman and all of them did.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, yeah, you know, when we were getting, like I was saying, we were getting a note on Bill for Jimmy Lunsford, we went all through that history, and he was Manassas High School. We got a lot of support from them and from people who were, pretty much most people were gone by that were there when Jimmy was there, but we got a lot of support from them and information about things that Jimmy did and things that the groups did over there. And that was something else, man. That is really a great Memphis thing, international Memphis thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll be also playing, the big band will also be playing some, a couple of other things that have Memphis ties. Another notable chart that we'll be playing is Sugar Blues by Clyde McCoy, who's, I believe, over in Memorial Park now, God rest his soul. But one of the most famous revolutionary trumpet players who ever lived, he invented the wah-wah effect that you hear a lot. And even when the wah-wah pedal was invented for the guitar, it was called the Clyde McCoy wah-wah pedal because it was trying to emulate that sound that he got on the trumpet. So there's another Memphis tie there to that old swing music and so forth. Oh, and also some local composers and arrangers. We have some of their arrangements we'll be doing as well. So
that's going to be an awful lot of good music going on. And then, by the way, if you just tuned in, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Scott Moore, who is lead trumpet player for the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, as well as director of the Memphis Symphony Big Band, and the illustrious Katie Smythe, who is the founder and executive director of the new Memphis, New Ballet Ensemble. Okay. And so, Katie, what kind of choreography have you dreamed up this time?
Well, it's a lot bigger than ballet. Okay. So it's interesting that you had trouble getting that ballet word out, because we really are, you know, we feel like the coming together of all of this movement, which is what we're actually just talking about with Jimmy Lunsford and the big band, the choreography of the band, the fact that I think Memphis moves people because we are naturally movers. We don't know what came first, the music or the dance, going back to the start of time. But we really do a great job of putting it together. And so this is a collaboration in the truest sense, in that we're working with the conductor, Mayan Chen, and the musicians in 3 days of rehearsals to put together a program that blends very harmoniously the dance and the music. Yeah. And we're going to start with a piece by Margaret Bonds, Three Dreams Portraits. And Margaret Bonds was a musician out of Chicago who was very close friends with Langston Hughes. And during the Harlem Renaissance, they came together and set his poetry, which was written for children, to piano works. Well, we have the first orchestration of that ever done by Memphian Sam Shoup. And the orchestra will be playing Three Dream Portraits for the first time. And now we have national interest in this piece. So this is another story of everything rippling out of collaboration from music and dance in Memphis. And so that is very classical modern. It's rooted in history. It's takes place during the Jim Crow era. Yeah. And it's choreographed by General MacArthur Hambrick, a Texan, a graduate of TCU, who became one of their first professional dancers, an African-American, who grew up in Dallas and to hit the stage on Broadway. So it's very theatrical dance, and that's pretty much a theme throughout the evening. The Florence Price. Florence Price was a composer who mentored Margaret Bonds. She's from Arkansas originally, so she's a neighbor, and she was the first African-American female composer to publish a symphony and in the United States of America. And this piece, Dance in the Canebrakes, is going to be danced by children, and it's almost Agnes DeMille in its quality meets Alvin Ailey. So it's really a hybrid of theatrical dance. And then Harlem is even more theatrical because it has the eye popping jukin solos by men and women, flamenco dance, African dance, and our own unique dancers' improvisations, very much like jazz. They get a time to riff And that's the exciting part. That's the risky part.
So this is going to be all, this is going to be music and dance all the, for the whole program.
Yes.
Black Swan, that's going to be the symphony.
That's the symphony only. Bright Sheng, a Chinese composer.
Yeah, and then the Three Dream Portraits.
Just, the that great thing about this program, no intermission, no stopping and starting. You set up your picnic at the Levitt Shell at 7, and there's actually a pre-show talk with the choreographer and the singer, Larry Albert, who we should talk about, of Three Dream Portraits, at 6:30. So it's really, it's an, you're in, you're out, fantastic evening of nonstop music. So we did condense the program to be under an hour and 20 minutes.
Cool, and it starts at 7.
It starts at 7:30. We honor Martha. Speaking of a note on Beale Street, we honor Martha Ellen Maxwell, the executive director, longtime executive director of Memphis Symphony. We lost her in the last year, and but she's not lost. She's not gone. She's on stage with us on May 16th at 7:30 in spirit, and so she will be honored by the Downtown Memphis Commission, by all of the musicians of the symphony who she loved so much. She was a board member at New Ballet Ensemble, a founding board member. Obviously, ran the Memphis Symphony and saw them into the Cannon Center before retiring, and she was a founding board member with me of the Levitt Shell. So this brings these three organizations together all around the spirit of harmony, diversity, community building, and that's what we feel the arts
all deserve credit for saving the shell.
Thank you.
Was about to be a terrible tragedy to our
it
community,
really was.
Our cultural
the bulldozers
community.
Were pulling up.
Yeah, I'm so glad it was saved.
Little tiny Martha Ellen stood out there with me. Back off.
Right on. And tell us a little bit about Mayan's Circle of Friends, Mayan Chin's Circle of Friends.
Well, Mayan's Circle is a group of women that came together last year to start the Rebirth of the Dream concert. But the women thought a dialogue was very, very important. And so, led by Ellen Rolfs and Becky Wilson and Gail Rose and many others, this year Belinda Anderson is the chairwoman of it, and she's really the head spokesperson. So, I'm not going to do a very good job in Belinda's place. But they came together, women of a certain generation, to have a conversation around what happened to our city when Martin Luther King was killed. On both sides of the aisle, I guess you'd say, in every different pocket, in every neighborhood, and every different kind of church, what was the visceral reaction to that, and what did it do to our community? And how can we now, all these years later, almost 50 years later, come back and build a spirit of community and have frank and honest, open discussions about it? And they commissioned a piece, Rebirth of the Dream, that was played last year at the Cannon Center. So this is their second annual concert, free to the public.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I can't believe you just said that. Dr. King was killed almost 50 years
ago.
I know.
You looked at your, like, is there a calendar somewhere? It's unbelievable. 2018, I think. Am I right about
that? It was 1968 year.
Mm-hmm.
And this, God. Yeah.
And this particular repertoire really is something that we can repeat throughout the country really over the next couple of years, especially the Three Dream Portraits. You know, some of the words, Langston Hughes' words, are so powerful, I don't want to try to repeat them too much. But, you know, I am the dark brother they send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. And I laugh and I eat and I grow strong. And someday I'll sit at the table with them and they'll see how beautiful I am and feel ashamed.
Yeah, we used to have to read Langston Hughes. Right, and once again, it is the Memphis Renaissance featuring Harlem. It's Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 at the Levitt Shell. And like Katie said, bring your lounge chair and your picnic basket, and be prepared for music and dance, extraordinary music and dance. The Memphis Symphony Big Band has been kicking it up since you guys got it started.
Yeah. It has been. We've been doing quite a few performances, and it's been a lot of fun. Performing at the Peabody was our first thing that we did, because a lot of the charts that we have, a lot of the music that we have, was from the old Peabody radio broadcast. And but then we've just kind of branched out from that. We've done concerts all over kind of this area, you know, within a 100-mile radius. It's been kind of a neat little thing for us to do.
I love it. Well, once again, it is Memphis Renaissance featuring Harlem, Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 at the Levitt Shell. It is a collaboration between the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, the Memphis Symphony Big Band, the New Ballet Ensemble, and the Levitt Shell. It is a free and open to the public concert.
Absolutely.
Outside.
Food trucks. plenty food of food trucks.
Food trucks will be out there, too? Oh, gosh, that's going to be wonderful. Well, thanks so much for coming by and talking with us about it.
You're very welcome.
We're gonna keep running these promos and keep trying to get a crowd over there.
Great. Good.
This is great. Katie, Scott, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.